O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. For you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Paul just named 27 individual people, two whole families, an unknown number of people in those crews that were listed out at the end. Two of them had been Paul's buddies in prison. One woman was a deacon and a benefactor, one a convert, one a compatriot of Paul. Eight co-workers in Christ, some of them hardworking and others notably not. One mom, and one who is simply beloved. And Paul asks them to greet or to offer a salutation to one another. The tense here is in the imperative as an instruction. And the word for greet here in the Greek is less about saying a simple hello and more of an instruction to stand with those particular people. It's an instruction to band together, to gather up these folks and unite the parts into a greater whole. Paul's desire is that these saints would bind themselves together so that they can encourage and teach one another, so they can rest and worship together and meet each other's needs. But more so, he wants them to bind together because their testimony of the risen Christ, who could not be defeated by empire or by grave, is more powerful when they do it all together. From the very beginning, discipleship wasn't something that people could do alone. In the reading from the Gospel of Mark at the beginning of their work together, Jesus sends the disciples out in pairs, carrying nothing but a walking stick and each other's good company to heal and to preach the good news. He sends them out to be church. It's not work that one can do by themselves. Not then, not a few decades later when Paul offered all those salutations. Certainly not now. It takes all sorts of people doing all sorts of things in all sorts of places to embody the love of Jesus, to be the church. In early Christianity, many of the adherents to Jesus were ostracized by their own families for their beliefs. They found support among surrogate families in house churches, chosen family, people committed to each other to do life together in the hard and mean days of empire and oppression. These house churches were places where people were known and their work was seen. When the world outside was harsh at best and violent at worst, church was a place to be welcomed in, to find rest and healing, and then to be sent out again to do God's work in a too often perilous world. This week, the peril of the world has felt real and overwhelming for many of us. I went to the gym on Tuesday morning to get a run in because it was 4 degrees outside, and it was the first time I had been around cable TV in months. Would not recommend. 4 screens, different versions of bad news on each screen with the little ticker tape on the bottom reinforcing my anxiety. What was supposed to be a 5-mile run turned into a 1-mile sprint and then out of there. The bad seems to be everywhere. And it is loud. And it is very, very real. And it is very, very powerful. A fear that I keep hearing among many is that they fear there is no longer a force powerful enough to confront the white nationalism that is rising in our country. It seems to hold all of the keys to the kingdom, and we must take that very seriously. We could hang our heads in despair. We could allow ourselves to ride the roller coaster of anxiety and doom. making ourselves beholden to the intentional chaos sown by a constant drip of news from up on high. We must pay attention, yes, but we must remain focused. They might have power out there, but we must not let them take power in here. We must be vigilant in protecting our minds and our hearts, diligent in protecting our joy. The forces of oppression swirl all around us, and they seem to be everywhere. But something else is everywhere. It's not always as loud. It seldom warrants the ticker tape at the bottom of a cable TV screen. But it's very, very real. It is very, very powerful. Powerful enough that when bound together, it is a force strong enough to counter the seemingly unstoppable forces of oppression that do hold the keys to the kingdom. Beloved, this morning I bring you greetings. I bring you greetings from Shirley, an elder of a Baptist church who wanted to vote to make her church open and affirming to queer people with both arthritic hands up. I bring you greetings from Ruthie, who takes care of a school garden throughout the summer that grows thousands of pounds of food for a food pantry. I bring you greetings from Katie, a pastor whose church has housed dozens of migrants over the past 18 months and has grown as a church because of it. I bring you greetings from Bishop Marianne Buddy, who spoke gospel truth in her own voice and made the powerful squirm in their seats. I bring you greetings from Lamb, who leads a movement to make queer joy easy to find through events that uplift the queer and trans BIPOC community. I bring you greetings from Rev Kiki, who has been caring for our Haitian neighbors and churches for decades. I bring you greetings from Peter, whose lasagna will knock you off of your feet and feed your family when the troubles of this world have you down. I bring you greetings from Ben, a dad of a gender-creative four-year-old who will protect his kid and all of our kids with his very life. I bring you greetings from Catherine, who has been teaching community organizing and nonviolent direct action in Boston longer than I have been alive. I bring you greetings from the leaders of the Boston Immigrant Justice Accompanying Network, who teach us that we fight for one another like family because we are. I bring you greetings from Jessica, who spends her days as a lawyer for refugees and immigrants and her nights offering accompaniment to those with nowhere to go. I bring you greetings from Dr. Gabot and the good people of the Immigrant Family Services Institute, who know what it is to be faithful to God's call to love our neighbors. I bring you greetings from Beth, who will knit you a prayer shawl when you are sick. I bring you greetings from Stephanie, who organizes us to help our Haitian neighbors apply for jobs through mentorship and resume coaching. I bring you greetings from Reverend June, who reaches out to our neighbors at Mass and Cass and who knows how to protect her joy and who will remind you to do the same. I bring you greetings from Kenan, who will hold your baby at church so you could have a whole conversation. I bring you greetings from the organizers of Mi Gente, who have been preparing for this moment for a very, very long time. I bring you greetings from the person sitting right next to you, maybe anxious, maybe wondering how they could make any sort of difference, but full of nothing short of the very spirit of God and created for such a time as this. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Bind yourself to these ones. We are not alone. We are bound up together with thousands of others whose deepest longing is to bring God's dream of justice alive, even as oppression tries to clamp it down. This world is full of a well-cultivated evil. Many powerful people at work in those fields pulling the strings of power at their own will. But we are like stubborn dandelions breaking through concrete sidewalks. The bad news is very real. It is very powerful. It seems like it's everywhere. but it is nowhere near as ubiquitous as we could be. The people of God. The people of God are in every corner of this bad news world, living and breathing embodiments of the good news. And they're not just out there. They're in here. Beloved, these are not days to go it alone. The work before us is not work that we can do on our own. We must go together. We must protect each other, following the leadership of those who are closest to the trouble. We must offer up ourselves, our skills and our stories, our resources and our joy, and band together, so as to pool our power and to reinforce our joy. Beloved, within you, within all of us, is the unconquerable spirit of Christ, the one who could not be defeated by empire or by death. Let us join together. Join together so that our testimony of love might once again rise above and conquer the forces of hate. Amen.